Now, we come next to the fish gate. But the fish gate did the sons of Hasenaiah build. Now, the fish gate was where the fish were brought in from the Mediterranean and from the Jordan and from other places. And they were great fish eaters in those days. And the fish gate was one you wouldn't have any problem locating, friends. All your nose would lead you to the fish gate. Now, what does the fish gate speak of? Well, the Lord Jesus said to these men that followed him, he said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Now, after they got the gospel, the facts of the gospel, he said, now tarry in Jerusalem. Don't go now until you be endued with power from on high. They needed to be baptized by the Holy Spirit, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and must be regenerated by the Holy Spirit, and then filled by the Holy Spirit. And on the day of Pentecost, they were filled. They became fishermen. Not fishing on the Sea of Galilee, but fishing in a whirl. And today, that's what God is saying to his own. Now, he's not asking any unsaved man to be fishers of men. How could he? Wouldn't even know what he was talking about. But he's saying today to his own, he says, I want you to fish for man. Now, I believe all of us can do it differently. Now, I disagree with these people today that say that you're to knock on every door. I don't think every person can do that. I think some people make a mistake in doing it. God hasn't asked them to do that. I think that some people are called to do it a little differently. Prayer evangelism, I think, is reaching more people today than any other way. I read a letter from sisters. They told me they pray for me every day. My friend, this broadcast is going out. The prayer of some sisters in a Roman Catholic monastery. And there are others praying for us today. That's part of our ministry. You can do that. There are others that are standing with us today supporting it. And they're just as vital a part of this ministry as I am. And these that work here in the office. I have folk here that work in the office. I'm a lousy administrator, and I'm not a man for detail. I don't like to sit at a desk. I like to be out and moving, going, meeting people. May I say to you, we all got different gifts. In fact, he just took a nose and a mouth, two eyes and two ears, made all of us differently, and he's given all of us a different gift. But I'm of the opinion that all of us need to go through the fish gate some way or another, and you can have part in getting the Word of God out today. Now, if you have a preacher that's teaching the Word of God, you ought to have part with him. He needs your support today, a good minister who's really teaching the Word of God. And I found out, as I've gone over this country, in many places. Now, there are a lot of places where they say they teach it, and they don't teach the Word of God at all. I'm amused at what some people call Bible study during the week. They picked up this that we began years ago, and they just repeat it. Doesn't mean anything. My friend, the Word of God needs to go out. You and I need to support the Word of God ministry today.